Yeah, the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Zayin that Am Rav Yechanan Chamesh Averis Over Oisir Rosha Boisir Hayom. On the day that Avraham Avinu died, which is the beginning of the sixth parasha with the Maisa with the Nezid Adoshim, so on that day that Avraham Avinu died, Chamesh Averis Over Oisir Rosha Boisir Hayom. Baal Naira Marasi went out. Esav went out the Tarbus Raw when Avraham Avinu died. Baal Naira Marasi was Baal Eishes Ish. The Harikas Anefesh. The Kofar Beikir. The Kofar Betchias Amesim. It says in Chazal, he said, Hine Einech Yehoi Lech Lamos. So it says in Chazal, he was Kofar Betchias Amesim. He said, there's no Betchias Amesim. Vishot Es HaBechoyer. And he was Mezalzal in the Bechoyer. Baal Naira Ksiv. So it says that on this day that Avraham Avinu died, that was the Levaya of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu was Zeicha, Kodesh Baruch Hu was marking his Misal before Esav was Yesu L'Tar B'Zro. So he did five Gefer L'Chaveris. Gefer L'Chaveris, Eish Asish, Ritzicha, Kaifer Be'Iker, Kaifer Ntchias HaMesim. And he was Mevazel the Bechorah. Out of the five things that Gefer L'Chaveris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Avraham Avinu from saying, seeing, the Pasuk only brings down one of them. Vayiv is Esav Esav Bechorah. Bechorah, the other four Averis were much more chomer than Vayiv is Esav Bechorah. But say it's a darg of Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The other Avoidis were Kofar Be'ikr, Kofar B'Tchias HaMesim, Yisaydis Amunah, Ritzicha, Gil Arayis. But out of all the five Averis, Ba'isa Yoim, the Pasuk only says, Ve'yiv Ez Esav Ez Bechorah, that's all it says. His vice stories, what the Torah is telling us is that the root of all the Averis that Esav did came from Ve'yiv Ez Esav Ez Bechorah. We find, as spoken about it in other years in a different form, which we'll now speak about today, that there's no question that the key and most important event in the life of Esav was the selling of the Bechorah for the Nezid Adoshim. Al kein Korosh Moed Edom, because of that, we spoke about other years. Why? It's not a topic now. They called him Edom. They called him Edom because he traded in the Bechorah, he traded in Olam Haba for a bowl of soup. For Edom. It's stated that this was the most important and critical event in Esav's life, that when we want to touch up and we want to classify what is Esav, Esav is Edom. Esav is the one who traded in for the Bechorah. Every year when we get to the parasha, we nishtaim him again from the shtus that a person can trade in the Bechorah, avoidin beis hamikdash, loyim avoid, netzach nitzachim, that a person can trade it in for. For what? For a bowl of soup? For nothing. A plate of cholent. It's put down a chazal that it wasn't stab a plate of cholent. It was Yankov Venus plate of cholent. It had Tam Ganeden. There was a lot of other things mixed in there. Before, Adam was a shocking zach that a person can make such a trade-off. He stated in the Pasuk that after he made the trade-off, he was Yetzel Tav Rasul. Gefer L'Chaveris, everything. But if the Torah HaKadosh only says Vayiv Ez Esav Ez HaBechorah, his vice says that was the root of everything. The root of the ability of Esav to go ahead and make such a trade-off, and afterwards to go do all these Averis Chamuris, was because there was a Sherish of Vayiv Ez Esav Ez HaBechorah. And the Zohar HaKadosh brings down that the Klipa of Esav is a Zilzul in Kedusha. The emphasis is it's Meforash in all the part in the Psukim that it says by Amalek, Asher Korcha Baderech, that it says that that Amalek said, Kaiso went out of Mitzrayim. Rashi says it was like a hot bath that nobody wanted to touch. And Asher Korcha Baderech, Amalek cooled him off. Amalek jumped in. Amalek wasn't afraid. The sherish of that is a certain coldness, a certain zilzul. Nothing makes a difference. Doesn't make a difference. A certain not a harocha for something. Kaiso went out of Mitzrayim. There was a gewaltic all the giluyim of Kriyas Yamsuf. And nothing made an impression on him. He was cold to it. It's brought down the Zohar Kodesh that the klip of Esav is a vayivez, is a kaltkai to Ruchnius. Is the Torah of Eistaz is being megalotos that at the shayrish of Esav, the shayrish, a person can kill because he has midas roros. A person can be megala rais because he's a baltaiva. A person could be kaifer beikr because he's a baltaiva also. He doesn't want Akash Brochu to run his life. It says a gavaldi gazach. It says, so says in the Yalkut Shemoni, Gevald the Galoshin, Miyad Kofar B'Tchias HaMesim. So very interesting thing, instant Kfira, Miyad. The person thinks about it, the pros and cons, is there Tchias HaMesim, is there life after death, is proof Sazeh that people who came back from there, there's some who are going there. There's all types of pros and cons, Chazal said, Oz Yoshir, Minayal Tchias HaMesim HaTerah. There's a Messiah, Yat Chias Mesim. What's a Miyad Chias Mesim? As soon as he ate the cholent, he became Miyad, on the spot. Boss is, what's the shot in that? How could it be? What so quickly? Is the pshat is, when it comes to, is the pshat is, Kaifer B'Tchias Mesim? Because, also, has to do with Taiva. If it's Tchias HaMesim, so that means there's something afterwards. That means there's a din afterwards, there's a cheshbon afterwards. There's something that goes beyond the Odom Hazeh. So that shtered his conscience. If there's a Tchias HaMesim, and there's meaning to life long-term afterwards, so then the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is worth something, and the Olam Haba is worth something. So Miyad, his conscience bothered him. He became a kafir. Miyad, afinot, kafir with Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is causing trouble. Get out of the way! Again, miyad, on the spot, instant kfir. His pshat is that kfir, ritzicha, taivis are all results of a taivis. The kfir over here wasn't a big idealistic ashkofa kfir that Epsi went to Shatarin, he went to Arsameach, and they said tempus this way and tempus that way, and the codes show this way and the codes show that way. No, not all of that. Miyad. He wanted challenge equals tchias amesim. Is kfir is not the shayrish of the zah. The kfir of Esav was a miyad, was connected to the talent. The Torah Kedesh says that the root of all the averes that he did, including the kfir, was vayivez Esav as a bechayra, because he had a gewisse zilzul in the bechayra. That's a root zach. The zilzul is not a result of something. Kfir is a result of something. It's hard to find a real kfir today. Every kfir is backed up by an agenda, by some taiva. A real kaifer is hard to find. Is Chazal, is the Torah being megalotos that behind the Ritzicha and behind the Egil Arayis and behind the Kfira was all nothing. Behind it all was one thing, was Vayivez Esav as a Bechayra. If Esav would have had a Richtige Upshatz, if he would have had a Richtige Hargosha, if he would have had a Richtige Kovid for what it means Ruchnius in general, for what it means Avodas Hashem, so it could be he would do an Avera, but in his life he would never have traded off the Bechoyra, the Ruchnius, for a ball of Cholent. And that's something which is a root problem, that's a cause, that's not an effect, that's not a result, that's not a Tetzah. Is the Tayyaz Megalotos a shocking Zach? That from a Matzav of Vayivez Ezev as a Bechoyra, from a Zilzul and Ruchnius, from that Richtig being upshotting and evaluating the value of Kirvas Hashem, yeah, so I won't serve in the Beis HaMikdash, I won't be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I won't be Oved Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the root, that's a shayrish already, that's not something that's a call, that's not a momentary thing, that's not a miyad thing. A person's not mizalzel and ruchani is miyad. Miyad, a person's kaifer be'ikr, miyad, a person can be kaifer in Tchias HaMesim because it serves his purposes. There's a whole world of kaifrim out there who will call them convenient kaifrim. It serves their purposes to be kaifrim. If it won't serve the purposes, it won't be kaifrim. And the people change back and forth. One day they're like this, one day they're like that, because it depends exactly at that second what that particular taiva at that per second. We're all like that. So I always say a mashal, and the guy who davens Shmoneh Esrei a minute longer than you is a chinyok. The guy who davens a second longer than you is a shegetz. On that particular day, at that particular tefillah, what's the pshat? Because we custom tailor our hashkofis exactly according to our matziv. Not a drop less, not a drop more. That's how little our patience is. And that's how we're meshubit to exactly our matzah. We're not prepared to misugu that somebody's going to be better than us, chas v'shalom, and anybody's worse than us is avada shegetz. But it doesn't work like month by month or week by week. The pshat, if it's hour by hour, if you daven in the morning fast and the other guy's a sheikh gets for davening less, and if it's vice versa mincha time, it changes, we're flexible. We're miyad kocher and schias amesim. But Chazal are telling us that that's not the root of the problem, that's not the shurish of the problem. The shurish of the problem was a deeper problem. Vayivis yasa b'chari, they didn't have a harocha, he didn't have a covet for ruchnis, he didn't have a covet for avodas Hashem. The emesis, the Ramban says, that the Torah tells very little about Esav. What does the Torah tell us about Esav? It says, Vayivis yasa b'chari, that's all it says. And it says he was an ish sod. It doesn't say that he killed, and doesn't say it was Megala Rais, and doesn't say it was Kaifa Bikr, it doesn't say any of that. All it says is that he was Vayivis b'chari, ish sod. Ramban says, what's an ish sod? An ish sod is a guy who wants to have a good time. That's what Ramban says. He likes to have a good time, Rishoyim. They like to eat, drink, and be merry. His vice stories, the Torah's been Megala thought that the shirish behind that is, the shirish behind the ish sod. It's not the way we understand. We understand that the pshat is that a guy is an ish sod, the person who's a baal tayv wants to have a good time. He wants to have a good time. The Torah's bin Megalot is not like that. The Torah's bin Megalot is that the ish sod is because vayiv is esher as a b'chayra. The Torah's bin Megalot is that all tayvis and all running wild and all ish sodes, which b'chayra is a power of azach, he wants to have a good time. What's this? It's rooted in a vayiv as esef as a b'chayra, it's rooted in a zilzul in kedusha, it's rooted in a klipa of esof, which is a shakorcha baderach, which is a kaltkai tavayis Hashem. And it's something very scary. Because when a person looks deep down into himself, and he says, the person checks himself deep down, deep down, between us and ourselves. And you have to look at yourself in the mirror. Nobody's around, make believe. And you have to ask deeply yourself, what do you want? You want to be rich and comfortable, or you want to be a Bucky and Shas? Well, nobody will know about it. No COVID mixed in, no shtela. A Bucky b'Shas, Korach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It'll take away all the outer ingredients which confuse our decision-making process. What do you want? What gives you more gishmak? Finishing bar mitzvah or a nice car? Nice house? Nice tie. Why do we have to go with... Why so expensive? Deep down, what do we really want? What do we really, 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 really want? What gives us more of a geshmak? What do we have more of a harocha for? So the answer is everybody will say, start with the finished bar mitzvah. I guess so. But I said, you only do it with yourself, not with other people. The pshat is that even if we say that we really want bar mitzvah, and we really want Avedas Hashem, but we for sure have a chashivas for the other thing. And that is no shaila about it. The other things are important to us. As much as the other things are important to us, and I'm not saying most of everybody, I say to myself, as much as the other things are important to us, that's an akuda vayivis esef as a b'chayr. And that's why, every day, we constantly trade in Avedas Hashem for cholent. The reason why we also constantly make this gefelach a trade-off, where we trade off for a bowl of cholent, as man kriyashma, hasmoda, learning, davening, what do we trade it off for? We don't trade it off for much more than what Esav traded off for. The root of it is because we don't have a harocha of what it means, kirvas Hashem. And because we don't have a harocha on it, because we don't have a harocha for it, so we don't live it, and we don't want it, and we don't have a harocha about it because we don't think about it. And we don't think about it because we live in a framework that kimat, anything that steps in our way of our taivis or our interests, we live in a world of miyad kofer b'tchias ha-mesim. We push it out of our minds. What did Esav do? What's pshat miyad kofer b'tchias ha-mesim? He wanted the talent, but tchias ha-mesim was getting in the way. So he cleaned it out of his mind, but he wasn't the faker. He wasn't like us, that we clean it out of mind for 5 minutes and we'll see you later on. Half an hour comes back. He understood that if I'm going to give up now, b'chayr, I'm going to have to wipe out tchias ha-mesim. He was kofer b'tchias ha-mesim. But the ability to be kofer to be tchias ha-mesim. How can you be kofer and tchias ha-mesim if 5 minutes ago you knew what it was? The ability is because there's a root shayrish of vayivez with a zach not so chashev by us. And that's why, that's the main reason why in our door we don't see the Talmidei Chachamim and the Gdolim and the Ovdei Hashem. I'm talking about our door, my door. I'm not talking about the door, there is you for me. while we don't see what they had in previous dairis, that people lived dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were prepared to make sacrifices for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you can't make a sacrifice for something that you don't value. So it doesn't mean that nobody values it at all, Chas v'Shalom. We're not talking about Esav over here. But there's a nekuda over here that as much as you value something, that's as much you're not going to trade it off. That's the equation that the parasha is teaching us here. So if we value it this much, according to that much is the amount that we're going to make the trade-offs. But because we all have a nekuda of ayives, we don't have enough of harocha that kirvas Hashem is the only thing that really has value. So as much as there's a weakness in that nekuda, that's exactly the amount of trade-offs that we make. It's a direct equation. That's what the Torah is teaching us. And since we don't have a harocha of Olam Haba, we don't live Olam Habadik. We don't live with the hargosha that, like the Mesillas Yisroel says, that's the only thing that has a chashivas. So as much as we don't live with the hargosha, that's the only thing that has a chashivas, that's a bechina vayivas. That's a bechina that's not so important. It's a bechina miyat kofa b'tchias amesim. It's a vada, we're not holding chas Hashem on that dargah. We're shleimei emunei Yisroel 100%. But on that dargah that we have a bechina of, that we're not living for that, because there's other things that have a chashivas, that's exactly the amount that we're able to trade off Avedas Hashem for Adam or Adam Azeh. That's the sherish of all the trade-offs that we make. How does a person get a harocha for these things? How does a person do the opposite of ayivez? It's first of all, a person has to know that it's a koyach in ruchnius. Amalek is a klipa, it says in the layer. It's a koyach in ruchnius. There's a kaltkeit that a person has for ruchnius. It's a ruchniusdika force in a person. And it's something that a person has to fight. A person has to get a varmkeit and avoid Hashem, whether it's through davening. It's not nothing that comes naturally. Everyone's waiting. I always tell Bachrim, I always tell myself, everyone's waiting for the day that they'll get up with azah fire, with azah bren, with azah ava. They'll daven for 2 hours, and then they'll learn nonstop for 20 hours without thinking about eating, and then again another 2 or 3 hours of davening. Everyone holds that it's ototot going to come tomorrow, so why make the effort today? Tomorrow we'll come anyway, we'll be okay. Everyone's waiting for that. And it doesn't come like that. We don't have it naturally. Especially we're growing up in a world where the whole world is one big vayivez, esav es abachor, the whole world around us, even in the frum oilam, there's a vayivez. The vayivez isn't expressed so much in the fact that it's not kedai to learn to daven, but the vayivez is expressed in the fact that everything else is important. From the day that we're growing up, from the day that a little kid is 3 years old, the first thing you're asking is, what are you going to do with yourself? When are you going to do something? What are you doing? When are you going to make a living? Right? And this is the world we grew up in. And these are the things that they drill into your head from day and day and day and day. And by the way, I'm not discussing whether you should make a living, you shouldn't make a living. That's not the topic here, Bachal. Say that if it's a question between robbing banks or welfare fraud, so go make a living. That's not the issue over here. We're not discussing making a living or not making a living. Say that the issue is something else. This topic is a different issue. The topic is, what's choshev? What's important? What's the first question that you ask yourself? What's the first question what's the issues that are important to you? When you go into Shidduchim, what's the first question they ask about? Does the Shver have a car? What type of car does he drive? What type of suit do you have? Sometimes I see Bachrim meeting up with each other. They haven't seen each other for a long time. The first thing that one Bachrim says to the other is, oh, you have a nice tie. You have a nice tie. It's a shein nezach. There's nothing else to say. There's nothing chosh about the guy. There isn't a person there himself. There's nothing there itself. So it's a shtus. But it's a question of what you have a chashivas in. What you give a covet for. Is Kol Zman, we live in a trefer world, we live in a world of ayivez esav es abachor, we live in a world where the value system is upside down, and therefore the entire world has traded in the bachor for talent. That's the whole world has traded it in. And it's a big avoidah. The only way a person could do this avoid is through learning Musar. I said this last week also, if I'm not mistaken. If a person doesn't learn Musar, then a person, Pasha, forgets what he's here for. And we get lost in a world of gashmias, of wow, this is great, and this is gishmak, and that's cool, that's wonderful, that's nice. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And we spend our whole time talking about things and valuing things which are narushkeit, which are stupidity, which have no meaning at all. And when a person learns musar of 10, 15, 20 minutes a day, half an hour a day, you possibly remind yourself what's important, what's not important. Remind, possibly we forget. And as much as we remind, as much as we have a chashivas, that a person only came into this world, a person only came into the bria, only l'skarva, l'ashem, l'sanik, m'ziv, shinosoi, that a person only came with that, the only thing that has meaning, and everything else is shov nitta, the Mesillas Yisroel says. So I know we forget it every 10 minutes. It's like we have, well, everyone has Alzheimer's when it comes to this thing. Nobody remembers from day to day. You read it the next day, woo, a big chiddush, Olam Haba, with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, with Ziv Shchinasai, Seder, but Kachi Darkos Yetzar, we forget about it. And the Ikur Koyach of Musar is that Kol Zman a person doesn't remember this, So he lives in a constant state of ayivas. And calls about a person who lives in a constant state of ayivas, he has no chance of fighting the Yetzer Hara, because the only thing that we can do to fight the Yetzer Hara with is a value system that we, that there's a trade-off. The Yetzer Hara is always offering something. He never comes and says, "Stam, turn on the light for fun on Shabbos." That's not what he comes. He's always offering something in return. And in order, what are we offering in return? So what are we offering in return? We're offering something else in return, but you have to have what to offer. If at that particular second we're vayivezdik and a person is bankrupt and he's empty and he has nothing to offer, so there's no trade-off. He doesn't stand a chance. Then it's going to look like Esau, which is going to trade in. People do stupidities. Bachum also do. I've seen Bachum do mishagasim where at one time, for one stupidity, for 1 5 minutes, Rabbi Yochum calls it, he calls taivis in Yiddish, a lekachs, a lick of the ice cream. For one lick, a person is prepared to sell his whole future and his whole olam haba and his whole olam haza and his friends and his reputation and everything for what? For a lekachs, for a lick. One lick of the ice cream, a stupidity, narishkeit. What was it, Gevoren? Oh, but that's the way we are. That's the way we are, because we don't have we have a gevaldik tool in our hands over here. We know what the sherish of the problem. We have a gevaldik tool came out to fight all our battles with the Yetzer Hara. And the gevaldik tool is to fight at the root. Kafar Biker is not the root. Kafar Batkir is not the root. Gerais is not the root. The root is, do you have a harocha for Elam Haba? Do you have Arocha for Vedas Hashem? Do you have Arocha for Kirvas Hashem? Do you understand that's the only thing that has lasting value and all the other things are Narishkeit? And the more a person is machinist this into himself, and the more a person is cleaner this Nakuda, the more a person will be able to win the battles. A person can try it, you can see it. That's the equation that this parasha is teaching us. Mm-hmm.